I thought they looked outstanding.
I loved them.
Now, why did they? I didn't know that there was any negativity about that.
I'd heard, you know, there was a few old Ags that were not terribly happy with the non-maroon or white.
Yeah. You know, I got a word for old Ags.
Tread lightly, my friend.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, look, do you like them winning?
Well, that was the other thing that scared people. Every time they come out with one of the new unis, they look like butt.
Yeah, well, this, and again, it's, we'll talk about it next hour, but I thought
they looked great.
Yeah, I'm,
we going to talk about that thing that's happening tomorrow? What is the thing again?
What, the election?
Oh, yeah.
All that? Well, I mean, I guess we can if you want to. It's just, I imagine everybody's just about ready for it to be done.
I'm betting if you live in Iowa, you are all done with this already.
You know, let me move forward to that. I got a deal. This will give you an idea. They put together some sort of a, and I think there's a pretty cool video out there that NPR put together about how the people with money view the states, because it's completely different. I got an email, I guess, from Tom Turbeville. He had been in Colorado, and he said, you know, every commercial break, there are like four or five commercials for Romney or Obama.
Oh, I'm sure.
And apparently those go for, in the Denver market, go for about $200K a piece, okay?
Wow.
So, yeah, you think of million-dollar breaks just during every one of them. And so, yeah, those folks have got to be tired of it. We're in a state that's pretty well settled, and so the point of view is a little bit different, but what they did is the Washington Post put together an interactive graphic that allowed you to look at one particular type of campaign spending that was commercials in various TV markets. Florida leads the nation in the amount of money spent on TV ads by the two campaigns. The Democrats have outspent the Republicans in only one of the top 10 battleground states, but number one is Florida, where $147 million has been spent.
Wow.
Already. And we're not done. Still got a day.
Is that just presidential or
does
that
include?
That's
just presidential.
Wow.
Just presidential. Second is Virginia, then Ohio, then North Carolina, then Colorado, then Iowa, then Nevada, New Hampshire, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Those are your top 10. And actually, there's a big jump after the top three because Florida's at 147. Virginia's at 131, Ohio's at 128, then it goes to 89 for North Carolina. So, I mean, those top three, that's a ton of money being spent right there. And when you consider the biggest states geographically, like Alaska and California and Texas, you know, we're not getting nearly the expenditures from that standpoint.
Because they don't have to.
Right. And part of it is, you know, the super PACs. They've got a lot of money out there to spend. So, yeah, everybody was out. They trotted out their minions yesterday on the Sunday talk shows. Nanny, nanny, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Mitt Romney's political director, Rich Beeson, insisted that Pennsylvania is still in the winnable column. See, I got this theory. I believe they already know who's going to win the election. Their internal polls have told them. You know, this is it. And I think they probably found out on Saturday. Probably a little bit later than usual because of the maybe Sandy or whatever. But watch, if you will, the demeanor of the candidates. And I don't know, just my inclination is based on the demeanor of the candidates, Romney's going to win.
Oh, see, I thought you were getting your information from the Redskins game.
Yeah, well, I've got that too. But if you look, I mean, Obama seems more angry. He just seems more angry, like he's about to lose that really neat gig that he's got. And for my money, it just appears that Romney is more confident about all that. And again, that's my observation. It's not scientific or anything like these other two things I've got that are very scientific. But it just seems that way. But yes, what
interesting.
What Kat alludes to is that you can go vote if you want to, but the Republicans are going to win because. Why, Kat?
Because the Redskins lost.
That's right. The Redskins lost. When the Redskins have a home football game, okay, on a presidential election year, the outcome of that game is the decider as to who's going to win. So since they lost 21-13 yesterday to Carolina, that means that Romney will get elected. USA Today notes that in the 18 presidential elections that have taken place since the Redskins moved to Washington, and especially when they wear those ugly helmets like they did yesterday, since 1937, 17 outcomes have been predicted by the team's performance in its final home game prior to the election. If the Redskins win at home, the incumbent party usually wins the presidential race. If the Redskins lose, the challenger prevails. And so there you are. That's number one. But number two, whenever the election is held on November the 6th, Republicans have won every presidential election held on that date since the election was set by Congress. I mean, what are the chances? This is going back to 1792.
Pretty remarkable.
See, I'm wondering, though, did Obama still win in the Halloween mask department?
Yes.
We talked about
that he did.
Obama would win because he sold more Halloween masks, and also his wife won with the cookies. So, and, I mean, what is it, cookies versus Redskins? Well, who do we believe here?
And the 7-Eleven coffee cup thing. Obama won that, too. But, I mean, what are the chances? What are the chances that every election that's held on November the 6th since 1792?
I would stop repeating that. I don't really want to jinx
anything. Well, I mean, I don't know that we can do anything. But again, it's, and of course, you talk to a statistician and they go, yeah, well, you know, really any doesn't matter that much, even though it's happened all those times. But to go back and think about, gosh, I know you probably can't name who all those winners were back then. And, but Election Day has fallen on the November 6th six times.
But what if it's what if it's like this? It's been so many times Republicans have won that they're due a loss.
Well, you see, again, a statistician would tell you that has nothing to do with anything. Your chances are just as good now.
Because
if you flip, if you flip a coin, it doesn't matter if it comes up like heads 27 times. The next time, it's still a 50-50
chance. It's still
a
50-50 chance on what you're going to get.
That makes sense, but you still feel nervous.
Yeah, sure.
My question is, are we actually going to know tomorrow? Because I don't think we will.
Nah, probably not.
I hope we'll know.
No.
Abraham Lincoln won in 1860. In 1888, Benjamin Harrison beat Grover Cleveland. William McKinley won in 1900. In 1928, it was Herbert Hoover. 1956, Dwight Eisenhower. And 1984, Ronald Reagan. So there you go.
Well, if things don't turn out my way tomorrow, I'm just going to go home and wipe my tears with chocolate chip cookies.
Ah, yes.
You appear to be.